The Girl Scouts have put me in a hopeful mood, so let's continue with a hopeful musical note. We often hear about the bad blood between India and Pakistan. Well, today, musical proof that that relationship can also produce beautiful collaborations. Bollywood is India's film factory. It's based in Bombay or Mumbai. But over the years, the sounds and styles of some of the best Bollywood film music have come from Pakistan. That's demonstrated on a new collection of music called Sufis at the Cinema. As a mostly Muslim country, much of Pakistan's musical identity resides in the sounds of Sufism. The Sufis are a moderate sect of Islam, and they've focused a lot of their collective energies on music and dance. Sufis at the Cinema features some well-known names in South Asia who fell under the spell of Sufi musical styles. Here's a song from a 1960 Bollywood feature. The plot line was simple. A poor poet-singer wins successive singing contests. One of the styles that makes up Sufi music is qawwali, intense singing and chanting, epitomized by Pakistani legend Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan. Here's a tune Nusrat wrote and sang for the 1997 movie Aur Pyar Ho Gaya. Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan died shortly after the song came out, at the age of 48. His music, though, has remained. Sufis at the Cinema shows that Nusrat's music was also able to get people from two rival nations to put aside their differences, even though it happened occasionally in the darkness of movie theaters. That's our program today. It's been a day with lots of news from around the globe. For the latest updates from Japan and the Middle East, visit our colleagues at bbc.com/news. The world's theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Have a good weekend.